Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Neal out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball and throws to Johnson covering. Safe. Jackson moves to third. Neal moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Jackson scores. Neal moves to third. Hunt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte catches it and steps on third to double up Neal. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson fires to first and has Lillis trapped. There's the throw to Hunt, who tags Lillis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Neal goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Coleman. Aspromonte scores. Goss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman pinch hits for Ken Johnson. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goss moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive towards first. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Neal moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Don McMahon now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neal tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goss strikes out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Jim Campbell pinch hits for Don McMahon. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 3 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Harkness reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harkness scores. It's 6-1, Mets. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards right. Staub fields it and throws to second to catch Hickman for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman moves to third. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Ernie Fazio pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.